You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report. Well, we all watched on the edge of our seats yesterday. The Broncos took it down to the wire. I'll tell you what, if we did not have a great defense, this team would be 0-3. Because
yeah,
the offense
right.
is not putting up
They're
points.
Not looking that great, are they?
Our $250 million quarterback, it's not paid
Ho-hum.
Off
Ho hum. Yeah. I went to bed at halftime.
You know, Jer, a W is a W.
It sure is. That's a kind of a fun score, too, right? That's fun.
It's only the second time in history that a game in the NFL has ended 11-10.
All I know is I don't have to deal with a grumpy wife today because her Denver Broncos won. So that's good for me.
The Rockies gave up more runs yesterday than the Broncos scored points. The Rockies gave up 13. The Broncos scored 11. The Rockies, thankfully, have only 9 games left before their season is over.
Just cancel the rest of them.
Just, you know, and here's the funny thing. They're on the road, I think, for all of them. They play 3 in San Francisco. Then they play 6 games in a row against the best team in the major leagues, the Dodgers. 6. I've never seen anything like that in professional baseball, but that's what's going on. Speaking of baseball, Albert Pujols is now the 4th player in history to hit 700 home runs. You got your Barry Bonds at number 1, he and the steroids. Hank Aaron number 2 and Babe Ruth number 3. Now you can add Albert Pujols to the 700
Mr. Pujols.
The, as my son always called him, the unfortunately named.
It's very true.
Albert Pujols. Seems like a good guy, though. A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, the ex of Jennifer Lopez, he retired 4 short of that number. He finished with 696. Just stick around and hit 4 more. Right. You know what I think? Here's what I think. And I don't know, Josh might either agree with me or vehemently disagree. I think when you get to a point, if Albert Pujols has number 699, if I'm a pitcher at this time of year, I am throwing him an easy pitch right down the middle of the plate because I want to go in the record books, too, that I gave up number 700.
Right. There you go. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would do that, too. I think so.
Yeah, it's like just the end of the year.
Just toss him underhand at him.
Just throw it. Yeah, like batting practice. Here, hit it out. I'll help you get 700.
Does he get a bonus or anything for that? Or like a little plaque?
The pitcher or Albert Pujols?
No, Mr. Pujols. Does he get a plaque, the t-shirt or something? It says 700 on it? Or
I don't know. He'll be going into the Hall of Fame. That's going to have to be good enough.
I'd want something for that.
Who cares? That's baseball. Let's go back to football for a second. Rihanna is going to be your halftime entertainment for the upcoming Super Bowl in February. How you feel about that, Jer?
My biggest concern is it Rihanna or Rihanna?
She says Rihanna.
I say Rihanna.
Yeah, but she doesn't want you to say that. She wants people to pronounce
like
it Rihanna.
All right. So I'm underwhelmed. I'm underwhelmed.
With her being the halftime entertainer?
Yeah. I mean, she's great. I like her music. You know. But whatever. Meh. Meh.
You just want Pearl Jam to do it.
Oh, yes. No, I'm trying to think of somebody else that would be really good.
Listen, you're going to think
I can't think of anybody. Chris Stapleton.
You're going to think I'm being snarky, but I'm deadly serious. I think the music at halftime shows is kind of silly. I mean, it's 12 minutes of jumping around with people doing the fake excitement out on the field. You know, they bring in thousands of people to throw their hands in the air.
You're not into, like, people having a good time, though.
No, I hate people having a good time. For me, I would spend more time watching it if they did the dogs catching frisbees.
Oh, that'd be pretty good.
And I'm not even kidding.
Can they combine them?
They used to do the thing where they would have dogs come out on the field and they would jump, you know, 18 feet in the air and catch frisbees. Mm-hmm. Or do a Cirque du Soleil show at halftime.
Oh, there you go. Get some trampolines out there.
I would watch that more than another tired music show. It's all the same.
Something. Like some jousting or something even.
Jousting would be great. Axe
a paintball war or something.
Something. It's just all the same glitz and glamour and fireworks and explosions.
Need something else.
And it's just been done so many times. Give me some real entertainment to watch.
Get some people out there to do those science experiments where they dump the stuff in the bucket and all the foam comes out.
You know what? If we had Sue Spangler get out there at a halftime show, I would watch every second
of it. Do that
instead. Because now here's another pop star who's going to have hundreds of people throwing their hands in the air. It's like, okay.
All right.
Give me the dogs catching frisbees. Can I get an amen,
amen
on our text line? Can people text in and say give they agree or disagree? Anything else that I want to share? Oh, I've got this emoji story. I might save it for tomorrow. What else is trending?
Did you do James Earl Jones? I don't think we did. Did you?
I wasn't going to do it this time.
Yeah, he's wrapped up. He's retiring. He's a voice of Darth Vader. Spoiler alert. He's been doing it for many years. Hold on. Do it. You sound just like... No, you don't sound anything like him.
You do it.
I can't do James Earl Jones. Can't get that deep.
All I can do is...
They're going to keep his voice in a computer, though, and do AI, artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. It'll be a fake James Earl Jones voice, which they actually did for the latest Obi-Wan Kenobi series, and I would have never known. Because I was just reading about it this morning. I was like, holy crap, it's really impressive what they can do now. So we don't need no stinking James Earl Jones.
You know, I didn't know this. He's 91 years old.
He is. Bless his heart. Also, Simba's dad. He's the voice of Simba's dad. Fun fact. New study.
And he was
also
the commander dude whatever in Hunt for Red October. And
I thought so.
He goes, I was never here.
Such an iconic voice. Trending this morning, your fetus hates kale. Researchers had pregnant women in their third trimester take little capsules that contain different vegetables in them. You got powdered kale and powdered carrots. One group took the kale, one group took the carrots. And then they did a 4D ultrasound to get the reaction of the baby's face. The little powdered carrot babies had big old smiles on their faces. The kale babies... Frown town. They scowled. Even fetuses hate kale. Everybody hates kale. Anyway,
Cletus says, let me out of here. If this is all I got to eat around here, let me out.
This is the worst womb ever. They're going to be doing a follow-up study to see if exposing your baby to the kale in the womb helps them get used to it. And then they can grow up and make kale shakes and tell everyone how much kale they drink, and they can health shame people. So that's in that baby's future. Brad Pitt has a new skincare line that uses grapes from his vineyard. If anybody cares, he's squeezing grapes and putting it into face lotion as we speak.
I think this is the vineyard that he was fighting with Angelina Jolie over. Like, who owned
it? Could be. I don't know.
So no, it's called.
Do you want a grape
it's
juice
called the
face?
Bitterness. It's the bitterness vineyard.
Right. I don't know. I guess he's been using this stuff on himself, and he looks great. So I don't know. Maybe there's something to it. Have you ever wanted to just pick up and move to Iceland and work for a yogurt factory? Who hasn't had that dream? Well, now you have the chance. There's a fancy yogurt company called Siggy's. We'll pay one lucky person $50,000 to move to Iceland. Which they say is one of the world's happiest countries. They're going to be a social media content creator for yogurt. You're going to document your your day with yogurt. And then other experiences exploring Iceland, trying the food, getting in the culture, all that stuff. So you can apply online if you want to be the yogurt captain in Iceland.
I thought there was also, besides that, there was one of the islands off of Italy where they were offering to pay people $15,000 to move there because they say all the young people are moving away.
Oh, really?
And they're afraid that the population is going to diminish. Yeah. So they're offering, you know, young 20-somethings, I guess, $15,000 if you'll just move
and get
to
your freak
an island. Yeah, which island is that?
Hey, it's a little island over there. Huh?
It might be Sardinia. Let me double check while you go on with
your
life.
Come on to the Sardinia, make a little baby, huh?
While you go on with more trending.
I don't want to go. This is what I want to talk about.
Get to the Italy.
It's gonna get steaming.
Yeah. I saw some article about how Italy is going to lose like 11 million people over the next, let's say, decade or something like that. Their population is like declining like crazy.
Okay, so I heard something about this years ago. I haven't heard anything lately, but the story years ago was that the problem with Italy, and I can say this because I'm Italian, they said way too many young men in Italy were staying home living with mom and dad, and that they weren't going out and like starting their lives, and the mamas would not kick their sons out of the house. Now, I don't know if that's true. That's just what I heard. And so the story you're telling me now kind of ties in with that.
So they're just staying at home and not going out and procreating.
And starting
but have
their
you
own
tasted mama's
family.
Italian cooking, huh? You wouldn't want to leave the house either. Oh, mama. Give me some of that lasagna, mama.
Why are you playing Wham with a story about Italian?
Because it's a sexy dumb. Mama, make me a spaghetti, please.
I can't find the story. There's some Italian island. I think it's Sardinia. They'll pay you to move there.
Okay. With your mom.
Why not? with your mom.
All right, let's do the clickbait.
Clickbait.
That's on our Facebook. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Go check out a video I posted. Somebody apparently hacked into the PA system on an American Airlines flight from LA to Dallas this month. And that person would not stop making weird moaning and grunting sounds.
Play it. Come on,
it's a little hard to hear because it is on an airplane, but here you go. Here's three of them. Sounds like those guys at home with mom's lasagna, right?
The best part of that story is the flight attendants having to make an announcement that's not us.
It's not the pilot.
We're not doing that.
It's so good. The video is a lot of fun. It's on our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.